Last half of the third inning, top of the Yankee order. Phil Rizzuto led off the first inning with a triple and scored on an infield out to the lone run of the game, hitting at 276. Kinder delivers outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Johnny Pesky's in close at third. The outfield swung around toward left. They give Phil all the room in the world in left center. Kinder pitches. Rizzuto takes low, ball two. Joe McCarthy evidently told Williams to get further over toward that left field line. Now, Dom DiMaggio is almost straightaway center, and Williams is no more than 20 feet off the left field line, so there's a big gap in left center. The 2-0 pitch. Strike one called. Kinder's fastball takes off sideways. That one was aimed toward the outside corner and broke away, but still had plenty of the plate. A 2-1 count on the scooter. Ellis Kinder, a great competitor, a game guy, delivers his 2-1 pitch, and it's outside for ball three. The Chicago Cubs did not score in the first inning, and at the end of one inning, Cardinals nothing, Cubs nothing. Philadelphia still batting in the last of the third. The Dodgers came up with five in the top of the third, and all they have to do is win. They've got the pennant, regardless of what the Cardinals do. Kinder ready for that 3-1 pitch. He aims it over the plate, fires, and it is in there for call strike two. Right-hander figured Phil to be taking, but all he had on it. Three balls, two strikes. Henrik on deck. And now Kinder poised, gets himself poised for the payoff pitch. Pesky near that third baseline, back up a bit. A windup, a 3-2 pitch. Swung on, hit foul down the right field line, going out of play in the lower stand. One guy wanted to be out here today. He works downstairs. We go along paying our tributes. The guys who work hard, Joe Marine, supervisor of tickets here. He's home in bed with a grip. A 3-2 pitch. Swung on, fouled off again by Phil, out of play to the right of the plate. Mr. Will Harridge, president of the American League, is out here today. He has come on, of course, for the opening of the World Series, and we're trying to find out today whether it'll be played here or in Boston. It'll open in the American League town this year. Once again, Kinder is set for his payoff pitch. And it is swung on and popped up into the air. Off to the right of the plate. Stebbets off of the mask under it. And Birdie's got it. This Kinder has really been rough and tough. Barrett takes a strike over that outside corner. A pitcher's effectiveness comes from confidence. When he suddenly realizes he's got the touch, then he does not worry. It's when he's a little bit worried when he's missing. He's a little afraid and precious, but when he finds he's got the touch, he's free and easy and fired. Barrett takes outside for a ball, one and one. 1-0 ball game. Joe DiMaggio's on deck. Two down. Last of third inning. Kinder delivers. Barra swings and lets the fly ball serving foul back to third. That's the after he can't get it. It's out of play. 1-2 to count on Yogi. Barry hitting at 277. Tossed out by Bobby Doerr in the first inning. Trying so hard to be calm. Here's your pitch. Yogi swings and fouls it off the left of the plate. He went for a bad pitch. Zach Taylor of the Browns has done something funny today in his ball game with Chicago. We'll tell you about in a minute. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. No run. No hit. No error. Somebody left on. And Ellis Kinder has now retired 7 men in a row. And the score's end of 3 innings. 1-0 in favor of New York. Looking at the Valentine 3-ring scoreboard in the American League, a doubleheader. Chicago at St. Louis the first game. White going for the White Sox. 1-1 the score, down to 4 innings. And here's what Zach Taylor is doing. He's pitching a different batter, a different pitcher every inning today. Started Garver, brought Ostrowski on in the second. Fannin pitched the third. Berrick pitched the fourth. Carl Drews is now working the fifth. He's going to give everybody an opportunity. Cleveland at Detroit, Lemon is to go against Truck. And at Washington, Brissy for the A's and White for the Senators. 1-0, Washington down at 2. In the National League, 2 games at Pittsburgh. The story is 2-2, last the eighth inning. The Pirates came up with 2 now in the last of the eighth and lead 4-2. Chambers for the Pirates. Fox started for Cincinnati. Blackwell came on the eighth. Cooper home run in the eighth inning. And at Chicago, Howie Paulette going for the Cardinals. Johnny Schmidt for the Cubs. No score at the end of 1 inning. Newcomb going for the Dodgers. Meyer started for the Phils. Robertson and the third. Thompson come on in the fourth. 5-0, Brooklyn 10-3. Kennedy for the Giants. Bond for the Braves. 1-0, Boston 10-4. And now we go to the top of the fourth inning. 1-0, New York, and the batter is Ted Williams. Williams leading off. Stevens and Dorr to follow. Here's the pitch. Williams swings, fouls it off upstairs. Out of play. As Ted, anticipating that inside pitch on the fifth, pulled away and tried to pull it deep. You've got Rizzuto with the shift on. 2 strides to the right of second. Coleman out on the grass in short right with Hendricks deep on top of the first baseline. Johnson, the only infielder between third and second, and 20 feet off third baseline. Williams walked in the first inning. Dead hitting at 344. Vic crashes into the windup. Around comes the arm. The pitch swung on, grounded foul off to the right of the plate. Into the Yankee dugout. And it's a 2-strike count. Buster Stevens is on deck. Who strikes the count on Williams? Top half of the fourth inning. Yanks 1, Red Sox nothing. Big Vic gets his sign. He's ready. So is Williams. And the pitch. Just inside for the ball. The curve. 1-2. Oh, man. I wish it was spring training. It was all bent over then. It's starting out fresh. Here's the pitch. Williams swings and grounds one out toward Rizzuto. He's up with it. Throws over to Hendrick in time. Rizzuto caught that one at second base. It's 2 strides to the right of second. So the shift that time worked. Now you've got Buster Stevens stepping in, batting at 292. Stevens popped out in the first inning to Jerry Coleman. Bobby Doerr's on deck. The outfield shifts around toward left. Vic Grassi comes in with a pitch, and it is just off the outside corner. Ball one. Just missed. Grassi throws. Stevens swings and misses. Strike one. He was going for all the marbles. In the little World Series that's being played at the end of 6 innings, and then in 7 innings, Indianapolis leads Montreal 5-1. Lent going against King. Lee came in for King of Montreal in 3rd inning. The 1-1 delivery. Just outside the ball, 2-1. Baltimore 14, Buffalo 7, end of the first half in an All-American Conference game. Los Angeles Dons nothing, Cleveland nothing, end of the first period. Now the 2-1 pitch to Stevens on its way. Buster swings and rams one out to short. Rizzuto is right up with it. Fires over to Hendrick and it's in time. You know what almost happened there? Rizzuto, for a split second, started to flip that ball to Johnson and let Johnson fire to first because Phil had to go over to his right in behind Bill. But he saw he had a chance to get Stevens. Johnson got a much stronger arm. So a 2-down, up steps Bobby Doerr. Fly to right field in the second inning. Doerr hitting 309. Here's the pitch. Way outside, gets away from Yogi. Ball one. The sidearm fastball meant to negotiate contact with the outside corner, but it didn't. The Dodgers failed to score on the top of the fourth inning. They lead Philadelphia 5-0. They maintain that lead. They're in. Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati 4-2 first game. 1-0 New York, fourth inning, two outs. Here's the pitch. Strike call, fastball over the inside corner, knee high. 1-1. There's a hard struggle going on out here at Yankee Stadium, as you can well imagine. This is it. Now the 1-1 pitch. Rashi throws just outside for ball two. Almost at that outside corner. Cal Hubbard got a tremendous responsibility on his shoulders. There haven't been too many kicks at all on his decision so far. He's doing a fine job. Now the 2-1 delivery to Bobby Doerr. Swung on, hit off the head of Brashy, out back to second. Rizzuto is up for the ball. Can't hold it, though, and Doerr safe. Still, they're deep back of second. Got a glove on the ball, but he couldn't come up with it. And it goes as a base hit for Bobby Doerr, and that's the first hit off Brashy. Up comes Al Zarrillo. Little Phil almost came up with a play of the game as he skipped back deep a second. But the ball would not stick in the glove. Now Al Zarrillo steps in, hitting at 280. Here's the pitch. Inside to Al, ball one. Billy Goodman on deck. Yanks one, Red Sox nothing, fourth inning. Zarrillo grounded out for Rizzuto in the second inning. Rashi stretches, checks door. Now the pitch. Zarrillo takes outside. Ball two. Rashi evidently is a little concerned now that there's a runner on. Two balls, no strikes. Big stretches. Here's the pitch. Back one call, fastball through there. A 2-1 count on Al Zarrillo. We're getting set, Henry Coleman against the door. Here's your pitch. Swung on, the fly ball hits foul down the left field line. It's going to go out of play. Johnson was too happy, can't get to it, and it's a 2-2 count. Balls, two strikes, two outs, top of the fourth inning. 1-0 New York. Bobby Doerr. And the infield hit, the first hit given up by Rashi. Al Zarrillo has the plate to count 2-2. He's a left-hand hitter. Now Victor set. There is Zarrillo to stretch. Doerr moves. Here's the pitch. Swung on, line out in left center field. There's DiMaggio racing over to try to cut it off. Doerr's round second on his way to third. Here comes a throw quickly in to Coleman. Air runners on first and third. And the batter, Billy Goodman. So the Red Sox with two down here in the top of the fourth inning go to work. Gorillas was a tired liner into center. Time's called. Hendricks and Barra and Rashi talk at the mound. Billy Goodman is the batter. Runners on first and third for the Red Sox and two down. Goodman hitting at 298. Now each team has had two hits. And Rashi's in trouble for the first time in the ballgame. Now the Red Sox fans have something to holler about. And Rashi has to go to work. Doerr on third. Zarrillo on first, two outs to stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul off, out of play to the left of the plate. Strike one. Goodman hitting at 298. Hit to the Rosen bag. Bobby Doerr on third, Al Zarrillo on first. Pitch all set, Goodman to play. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul off onto the screen, strike two. Gracie taking his time. Tense moment in the ball game. They're all tense. And the American League pennant riding on every pitch. Ball over the inside corner.
Goodman strikes out.
Joe leads off. Lindell and Johnson to follow. Joe tripled with two outs in the first inning. Turned out to be wasted. Hitting a 350. Ellis Kinder fires. DeMadge takes a strike right in there. One strike to count on the Clipper. Kinder swoops down low as he goes into the windup. And the pitch is just outside. Ball one. One and one. Outfield, of course, swung around toward left. Al Zarrillo's not as far over into right center as he was previously because twice in this series, DeMadge has got an extra base hit into the right field corner. The pitch swung on to drive to deep left center. Dom is going to go back and get it, though. Way out there in deep left center and hauls it in for the out. And DeMadge lines out deep left center to Dom DiMaggio. Brings up Johnny Lindell. He walked in the first inning, right-hand hitter. And we pause very quickly for station identification. WINS New York, 1010 on your dial. Lindell walked in the first, bats him right-handed. Hitting 239, 1-0 favor the Yankees, last the fourth inning. Kinder throws. Lindell takes nine inside. Ball one. Kinder, after a bit of a shaky start, has been untouchable. He's retired eight in a row. The right-hander throws. Lindell takes nine inside again. Ball two. Kinder's 2-0 pitch to Lindell on its way. John takes high. Ball three. Bill Johnson on deck. Magnificent crowd out here. There have been magnificent crowds at Yankee Stadium all year long. The 3-0 pitch in there for a call strike. Over 2 million people have attended the stadium this year, stadium games. And I think it's a tremendous tribute to New York's finest for the wonderful job they've done in handling the crowds. The 3-1 pitch. Inside, ball four, Lindell walks. Screwball took off inside. Brings up Billy Johnson, grounded the second last time up. Yes, sir, everybody wearing the police uniform has done a tremendous job around the stadium this year, and I'd like to tip my hat to Inspector Walter C. Harding of the charge of the 11th Division, for the great job that he and his men have done this year. Billy Johnson awaits the pitch. Takes outside. Ball one. Johnson hitting 247. Couldn't have Jones just hit one in the fourth inning with two on for the Phils to put them back in the ballgame with Brooklyn. Pitch is swung on by Johnson. Fouled off upstairs. Home run yesterday that kept the Dodgers from clinching the National League pennant. And after they'd gotten off of that 5-0 lead down to three innings, it's putting Ed Jones blasting one with two on last the fourth. Inspector Wallace C. Harding, our thanks to him, Captain Harry Brown, Lieutenant Crosby, former Sergeant, now Lieutenant Dick Esau, Sergeant Matt Powers. They've all done great work. The stretch by Kinder. Check of Lindell. The pitch. Johnson takes. Strike two call. That was a curve. Broke over just below the shoulders over the inside corner. Kinder is pitching cagily. I'd like also to thank Lieutenant Tom Maxwell and his crew, Mike and all the guys, for the great job they do in traffic and handling the tremendous flow in and out of the traffic around the stadium, particularly in these times when the parking lots are all torn up and they're building the new roadway in behind the stadium. It's a rugged. Kinder all set. Lindell off first. Here's your pitch. Billy Johnson takes high and inside. Ball two. If at a time you might have been in quest of information or got caught in a jam and there might have been a harsh word or so as you moved along, it's only because of the millions of people, of the thousands, the hundreds of thousands of people, and the millions, too, they've had to handle. Here's the pitch. High, ball three. Cards three, Cubs nothing. Then of two innings. The last of the fourth down at Philadelphia, and the Phils have gotten at least three. Putting Ed Homer with two on, putting Ed Jones Homer with two on. Got a full count here on Billy Johnson. Last of the fourth inning. One out. 1-0 New York. Lindell on first base to stretch. Now look. There goes John. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. The throw down is not in time. Lindell on the fall-away slide. Steals second. Tibbetts' throw wasn't too good. It was on the second base side, or rather the first base side of the second. And Stevens, although he made a nice play on it, couldn't get John and to stolen base. Johnson strikes out. Lindell steals second. Now the batter is Cliff Mapes. Mapes grounded to second in the second inning. Batting at 244. Kinder delivers. Mapes swings and rams one down the first baseline. It's foul. It's just foul. It's just foul. That one wasn't fouled by more than a cap on a bottle of Ballantyne. Man, that was close. Woo. Earl Combs jumped to the front of the dugout, hollered to Birdie. Don't let him give me. Don't give him anything more like that. That would have had one in. Rex Barney has come on to pitch for Brooklyn in the last fourth inning, replacing Don Newcomb. One strike to count on Mapes. Lindell on second, two down, fourth inning. And the pitch, low inside. Ball one, 1-1. One to nothing favor the Yankees, last to fourth. Kinder getting ready. Now his pitch, just outside for ball two. 2-1. Kinder pitching very carefully to Mapes. Two balls, one strike. Again, the right-hander is ready. Lindell with the lead-off second. Here's the pitch. Mapes swings and misses. Strike two. Man, he cut hard at that one. Whew. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Last the fourth inning. A bitter battle. Lindell off second. Kinder takes the stretch. Mapes sets at the plate. Here's the pitch, and Mapes takes just outside for ball three. That's screwball. They're going to put him on. Are they? No. Tibbetts stepped aside and pointed. I don't know what he's pointing at. I thought it was strange to put him on a spot like this. All right, here's your payoff pitch. Swung on, there's a drive in the deep center field. Don DiMaggio's backing up, going to get under it, and makes the catch. No run, no hit, no errors, one left on. The score's down to four innings. The Yankees, one run, two hits, no errors, three left on. Red Sox, no runs, two hits, no errors, and four left on. Rizzuto's game-opening triple and Henry Kingfield out gave the Yankees their run. The match tripled, two down, Lindell walked, but Johnson ended the inning because he grounded out. I'd like to thank everybody in the Yankees downtown office, Ann Duran, Betty King, Sylvia Snyder, Terry Harding, John Johnson, Lydia Larrera, Jackie Farrell has done a great job, and Frank Scott, our road secretary, Margaret Reggett, Lee McPhail, Gene Martin, Red Patterson has done a tremendous job all year. Teresa Silla, Jack White, Red Strader, Mel Hine, Bernie Masterson of the football Yankees and Chet Lane, and Bill McCullough, and Iggy McVeigh, and Bruce Henry, and Johnny Johnson, and of course, our deep appreciation to the directors of the Yankees, Del Webb, Dan Topping, George Weiss, Bob Becker, and Art Friedland. A grand bunch of guys all, and of course to Casey Stengel and his Yankees for giving us a magnificent season. Win or lose. Well, Kurt, here's the fifth inning. And the Yankees lead 1-0. So take on over and tell us what's happened.
Okay, Mel. Bertie Tebbets will lead off. Then it's Ellis Kinder and Don DiMaggio. And Rashi works to Tebbets, and it's inside. Ball one. Bertie, put on a little show getting out of the way of the ball. Around the letters and twisted his head out of the way and jumped back. I have some television talk. One ball, no strike. Outfield straight away for Bertie. The pitch is inside the same spot. Ball two. 2-0 now. Bertie batting .266, popped the second his first time up. Yankees one, Red Sox nothing, won the top of the fifth inning. Brilliant pitching duel going on now between Kinder and Rashi. Lindahl in left, Joe DiMaggio in center, Mates in right. All right, get ready with that 2-0 pitch. Right in there for a call strike. 2-1 now.
Inadvertently omitted the name of one guy I certainly wouldn't want to miss. Been around the stadium as long as the stadium has been, the genial superintendent, Charlie McManus.
Yes, sir. There's a swung on line, foul down the left field line. 2-2.
We couldn't get along without Charlie McManus.
He does a great job, Mel. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Down on Bertie Tebbets, just lined the inside pitch foul by about 2 feet down the left field line. Rashi was behind him with a 2-0 count. Sun's behind the clouds right now. In a bright, sunshiny afternoon. All morning, too. Slightly cool, but it's another perfect day for baseball. All right, Rashi's ready. Here's his 2-2 pitch. Swing on him, miss quickly, a curveball. Brother Joe straight away. Swung on. There's a fly ball lifted out there to Brother Joe. Under. Waiting. And he's got it. Brother Dom flies out to Brother Joe. And that's all for the Red Sox. Top of the fifth inning.
Kinder flies out to Joe DiMaggio. Dom DiMaggio flies out to Joe DiMaggio. Ending the inning.
Red Sox down in order. No runs. No hits. No errors. Nobody left. We're halfway through this climatic ball game. And the score, at the end of 4.5 innings of play, is the New York Yankees 1 and the Boston Red Sox nothing. What are we doing to help out our teachers in their big job of educating our children? The schools need the help of all of us if they're to do their job as well as we should wish. And it's important to bear that in mind these days, because our schools are in a bad way. Enrollment's way up, but facilities are poor and insufficient. Teachers are too few, and not all of them good enough. Each one of us can do something, though, to improve our schools by thinking about them, by joining our local parent-teachers association, by meeting and talking with our teachers. We're a grand bunch of people. Yes, it's important for our nation's future that we do everything possible to help our schools do their job. So think about it, won't you, folks? You can do a lot to help. Remember, our students today are the citizens of tomorrow. Last half, the fifth inning now. Yankees out in front, 1-0. Each club has 2 hits in the game. Jerry Coleman, batting in the number 8 spot for the Yankees, will lead off. Vic Rashi on deck, then it's Phil Rizzuto. Kinder comes in with his pitch, and it's right over there for a call strike. 0-1. Coleman batting .275. Now the overhand pitch is a curve. Ball strike 2-2. Coleman bounced out to the pitcher his first time up. Williams in left. Dom DiMaggio in center. Al Zarrillo in right. Pesky at third. Stevens is short. Doar at second. Goodman at first. Tebbets behind the plate. Kinder dips low out in the mound. Here's his 2-strike pitch. Curve just outside. Ellis has got that sinker ball that breaks down out to a right-hander. You hit it in the dirt a lot. Pitched against the Yankees last Monday, pitched Wednesday in relief, Friday in relief, and he started just a week ago yesterday and beat the Yankees up at Boston. The pitch swung on, a ground ball drilled to short. Stevens on the second hop up with it, throws to first in time. That was a tricky hop to Vern. It was an off-feet hop that skidded into him. Nice play. One away. Here's Vic Rashi coming out of the Yankee dugout now. Vic gets a beautiful hand from the crowd. Big number 17 moving up there to home plate. Grounded a short, his first time up. 5-4, the Dodgers over the Phillies at the end of four. Cards 3, Cubs nothing at the end of two. The pitch to Rashi is a little low. Broke away from him, ball one. One down, bases clear, Yankees lead here, 1-0. They're batting last half of fifth inning. Outfield straight away for Vic. The pitch is right in there for call strike. 1-1 now. Bill Rizzuto, the first man up in the game, triples. Scored on Tommy Henrich's ground ball. Tommy coming right up behind him, and that's been all the scoring. The overhand pitch, call strike two.
Kurt, the Cardinals got one run in the top of third to lead the Cubs 4-0. Cubs batting in the last of third. Brooklyn leading the Phillies 5-4 at the end of four, and Constanti is going in to pitch for Philadelphia in the top of the fifth.
Okay, I guess
it's Simmons now.
Simmons. Strike three, swinging on Rashi. Simmons in there now for the Phillies in the top of the fifth inning. So we want to keep you up to date, up to minute on that National League race. Both races will be decided here in the final day. Vic Rashi was the four strikeout victim of Ellis Kinder. Struck out two in the third, one in the fourth, and one here in the fifth inning. Ready to go now. Two down, bases square. Phil Rizzuto up. Scored the only run of the game. Phil takes the call strike. Kinder moving right along like a machine out there, firing that ball over. Yankees haven't had a hit off him since the first inning. Triple by Rizzuto, triple by DeMars. That's all the Yankees have. Same for the Red Sox. High inside to Phil for ball one. 1-1 now. Two down. The base is clear. Yankees won. The Red Sox nothing. Williams over toward the left field line for Rizzuto. Phil lined his triple right in the left field corner in the first inning. Kinder down with the right arm. And a swung on, hit foul, and back to first up into the stands. Counts one ball, two strikes. Teske at third, Stevens at short. Doerr at second, Goodman at first. Devitt's behind the plate. One ball, two strikes to count to Little Phil. Fouled out his last time up in the third inning. Now the pitch by Kinder, swung on. There's a little fly ball out in the right center. Down to DeMaggio, digs for it. Can get a drop in there for a Texas leaguer. A base hit for Rizzuto. Fly ball in the short right center. Sliced off the bat handle, and that brings up Tommy Henrich now. As Rizzuto gets the first base hit for the Yankees since the first inning. Little Phil's had 2-for-3 now. He was batting 276 before he singled out there in right center. Oh, reliable. Tommy Henrich coming up. Tommy has batted in the only run of the game on a ground ball to Doerr, which allowed Rizzuto to come in and score from third. Tebbets has been out to the mound talking to Kinder. They'll pitch very carefully to Tommy. Two down. Yankees out in front, 1-0. We're in the last half of fifth inning. Goodman is holding against Rizzuto down at first. Tommy's nothing for two in the game. Grounded out and struck out. All right, Kinder ready. Pitch is a pitch out. Tebbets thought he'd be going. Rizzuto and call for a pitch out. Phil wasn't going anywhere. One ball, no strikes. Tebbets thought they might have the hit and run on. So he called for the pitch out, but Phil wasn't going. We'll watch Phil down there for you. Dances off first. Goodman holding against him. Kinder ready, delivers, and it's a call strike to Tommy. Ball one, strike one now. 1-1 to count. Teske, even with the bag at third. Stevens is over toward second. Doerr on the edge of the outfield grass. Back deep. Goodman holding against Rizzuto. One ball, one strike. Rizzuto, three-step lead, edges off a little more. Another pitch-out call for by Tebbets, but Phil isn't going. Two balls, one strike now. Second pitch-out to Henrich. Phil stays down there at first. Yankees 1, Red Sox nothing. Last of the fifth inning. Don DiMaggio's over in right center and back deep, and Gorilla back deep and right for the left-handed batter Henry. Bill dances off first. The pitch is swung on. There's a pop foul lifted over toward the Yankee dugout, but out of play as Tebbets ripped off his mask, started backward. It sails into the sand. The count is 2-2. Rush, Bob Rush has got in the pitch for the Cubs in the top of the fourth inning after the Cubs went scoreless in the last of the third. It's the Cardinals 4, the Cubs nothing at the end of 3 innings of play. Smith was the starting pitcher for the Cubs in the game. Howie Paulette still in there for the Cardinals. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 down. Rizzuto at first. Yankees lead 1-0. Last of the fifth inning here. Kinder watches Rizzuto. There goes Phil. The pitch is swung on. There's a pop foul coming back out of the...
Tommy Henrik walked.
Out and struck out. Runners on first and second. 2 down. The pitch swung on. Here's a drive out into left center. Don DiMaggio's over there. Gets in front of it and got it for the third out. That's all for the Yankees in the last half of the fifth inning. Yogi Berra lines out in the left center field, but Don going over there to grab it. So in the last half of the fifth inning, the Yankees had no runs. 1 hit. Single by Rizzuto, the Texas leaguer out in the right center. No Red Sox errors and 2 left. And at the end of 5 innings now, the Yankees 1 run, 3 hits, no errors. The Yankees have stranded 5. The Red Sox have 2 hits, 2 errors, and the Red Sox have left 4. So it's a brilliant pitching duel between Rashi and Kinder, and we're ready to go now to the top of the sixth inning, and I'll turn this microphone back over to Mel Allen.
And we're going to pause briefly for station identification. This Ballantyne Ale and Beer broadcast and telecast, with the broadcast portion coming to you over WINS New York, 1010 on your dial. The Brooklyn Dodgers got 2 runs in the top half of the fifth inning to lead the Philadelphia Phils by a score of 7-4. Phils coming to bat now in the last half of the fifth. Well, here we go now, the top of the sixth inning and the meat of the Red Sox order coming up. Johnny Tusky, Ted Williams, and Vern Stevens. Tusky flying to left and line to Rashi, hitting a 307. Here's your pitch. Low, ball one. Stan Musial got a home run in the fourth inning. Nobody on for the Cardinals. Cardinals moving out in front 5-0. Rashi throws. Pesky takes strike one call. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Outfield straight away for Pesky. Billy Johnson in close at third. Coleman deep at second. Henrik deep at first near the line. Rashi throws. Pesky takes just outside. Ball two. 2-1. Top of the sixth inning. 1-0 New York. Now the 2-1 pitch. It's high. Ball three as Pesky bluffed a bunt. And it's 3-1. The official paid attendance today, 68,055. 68,055. So Rashi getting behind now on Pesky. 3-1. You got Williams and Stevens and Doar. And the 3-1 pitch. Outside, ball four. Pesky's on. That's the first time in the ballgame the Red Sox have gotten their leading runner on base. And coming up is the Red Sox power. Williams, Stevens, and Doar. Ted hitting a 343. Walked and grounded to second. The shift is on, but Coleman's not out on the grass. He's on the edge of the outfield grass. Rizzuto one stride to the right of second. Johnson dozen feet off third. Rashi's pitch. Curve is low inside. Ball one. Besky has his lead. Williams takes a strike right in there. One and one. One ball, one strike. That's got all room in the world and straightaway center into the left of it and down the left field line. Lindell over in the left center. Got a tremendous shot through shortstop. Henry Colding against Pesky. Nobody out. Sixth inning. Johnny has his lead. The stretch by Rashi. The pitch. Williams swings and lifts a high drive to deep right center field. The match backing up. He's coming in a little bit now. Under it. And he's got it. One away. That one was hit a mile high and out toward the right center field bleachers. DeMadge went back, and the wind blowing in a bit from right field caught it, made it hang, and Joe had to come in a couple of steps for it. Now Vern Stevens steps in, batting at 291. Off the second, grounded to short. Outfield swings around toward left. Infield around toward third. Johnson deep near the line. Rizzuto over toward the gap. Jerry Coleman in three or four steps, two strides to the right of second. Henry Coleman against Pesky. Dick Reddy has a look. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball one. Slowed up on him with the first pitch. Nothing count on Buster. Stretch by Rashi. A look at first. There's a move to first base, but not in time. We'd like you to thank the fire department for their wonderful cooperation at the stadium all year long. They do a great job here that a lot of people don't even know about. They make things safe and orderly, as well as the police department. Here's your pitch. Outside, ball two. Chief Quinn, Captain Darlington, Lieutenant Rader. Thanks a lot for them. Thanks, too, to the Subway Police. Thanks to everybody. Hacker is going in to pitch for the Cubs in the fourth inning. Cardinals got two in the top of the fourth. It's 6-0. Favor the Cards. Cubs batting in the last of the fourth inning. All right, the 2-0 pitch to Stevens. Swung on, foul back to the screen. Strike one, 2-1. Johnny Pesky's on first base, one out. Top of the sixth inning, 1-0, favor the Yankees. Bobby Doerr on deck. Six umpires, Hubbard at the plate, Rommel at first, Barry second, Summers third, Honeychick down the left field line, Hurley down the right field line. Rashi set, checks his runner. Here's the pitch. Stevens swings, sends a bouncer out toward Coleman. He's up with it. Steps on second, throws to first, a double play. Vern Stevens hits into the inning-ending double play. Bounding to Coleman near the bag. He grabbed it, steps on second, fired to Henrik. The 191st double play of the year for the Yankees. And the score at the end of 5.5 innings remains the Yankees 1, the Red Sox nothing.